This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day. Tune in to Jane this Friday around 5 o'clock. You'll hear her give a cue, be caller 97. You'll automatically score the Casey Musgraves Alice upgrade, including two pit tickets to the show February 19th, 2022 at the Oakland Arena and a $250 gift card plus VIP parking. Listen to Jane this Friday.
The Radio Alice Report.
I will always listen to Jane.
Yeah,
I'm
Janie.
A big Jane fan.
How can you help it? Everybody loves Jane.
It's true. Let's see here. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a work of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. Mm. Visit allnaturalstone.com. You want to hear something weird?
Yeah.
So, you know, at your house, there's always talk of how we can improve things.
Sure. You know what we should do?
That happens at my house a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm not really into it the same way the missus is. She watches all the shows like you do.
Yeah.
She sees something and goes, you know what we should do? You know how you do that?
Yeah.
Right.
I just did it.
Right. She goes, you know what we should do? And I go, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Run upstairs and do it.
Oh. Do you say that? You should say that. That'd be funny.
She said, no. We should do the fireplace.
Mm.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Give it a facelift.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you have to put a whole cover over it for the baby and everything?
We did, but this is like her new thing. She wants to redo the fireplace.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'm into it.
I didn't.
What is she going to do with it? Was she like porcelain?
I don't know. It hasn't gone beyond that because I don't have. But I.
You should take the whole thing out and just put in one of those gas inserts that has a blower.
I'll tell you what I do know.
All right.
We're going to go to allnaturalstone.com and get that sorted out.
Damn, Daniel. That's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see the before and after pictures.
Colder nights happening, everyone. It's finally here. Those nights where the air conditioner is now off.
Mm-hmm.
No need for that anymore. You can just open a window or it might even be too cold to open a window now in the evening hours. Colder nights, highs today in the 60s. There was even a call for a little bit of drizzle here this morning in San Francisco, although...
Goodness, I didn't see that.
I don't have windows anymore in the room I'm currently in, so I can't see
it's
anything.
It's actually kind of overcast.
Yeah.
I have some blue.
Anyway, we'll get warm again, but for now, we've got highs in the 60s, and in my opinion, that's where I like it. 60s.
It is good. Nice. It's not too cold and it's not too hot.
Right.
Yeah.
Giants lost last night, everyone.
Yeah,
they
right.
lost 2-7. But it's a best of five series, and the fifth game is tomorrow night here in San Francisco. Go Giants!
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
People are freaking out.
I'm going to ask you a question, Sarah.
I'm ready for it. I hope.
It's just like on Survivor when they go, if you can make fire, you're home free, right?
Yeah, yes.
Make a fire. Yeah. That's what you need. Okay, so here's my question to you. Can you do a magic trick? Any magic trick to save your life?
Yes.
What?
I can do a magic trick.
You can do a magic trick.
I have two magic tricks.
Get out of here!
Give me a deck of cards. I'll do a magic trick for you right now. I have two magic tricks that I can do.
You can do not one.
But two.
But two magic tricks.
One of them is far superior to the other one.
Okay, well, I'm completely surprised.
Don't you have like from childhood like some magic trick that you know how to do?
I never learned a magic trick as a child, and I still don't know any today.
Nikki, can you see if there's a pack of cards out here? I'm gonna blow Vinny's mind.
I used to be able to do some badass stuff on a skateboard, though. But
that's kind of magical.
No, it's magic to me. I can't do that.
I can't even stand on a skateboard. Okay. I will fall over.
But you know, only 2% of people can perform a magic trick on request.
It's cards, though, so I don't know.
I think that counts.
Does it? Huh.
I do. I mean, you just look. I can't perform it right now because I don't have cards.
There are cards here in this building,
and what? You without a deck of cards in your purse?
I know. I love cards so much. I'm surprised I don't know more magic tricks.
When I go to the Walgreens, which is, you know, once a month or whatever, I go through there and I get the missus her gummy bears.
Yeah.
And some hot tamales.
Yeah.
And I always get another deck of cards.
Oh.
Because they have them there.
Yeah.
Because you really do need cards for things, whether you're traveling and you want a deck of cards or whatever.
Yeah. But we play enough poker at our house. I buy the packs of 10 and I get them with the big numbers on them so I don't need my glasses.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, anyway, my point was going to be we've got a bunch of decks of cards at the house and not one here. So I'll bring one tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Because I buy too many of those.
And then you don't throw them away. That's the thing. If you replace a deck, you should throw away the other deck because otherwise you get like decks laying around with extra cards in them and they're the same as other. You know, like where does this one go? And you.
So you say.
Toss your old decks.
Throw them away.
I think you should.
Okay.
You know how cards get.
Only 2% of adults can do a magic trick on request. 2%.
Listen, I think...
And you're among them.
I'm amazing.
Very impressive.
Well, you haven't seen my tricks yet. You might not be all that into them.
If you can do a magic trick,
yeah,
then you've answered the question, which is, can you do a magic trick? So you could save your life with a magic trick.
I would say,
I guess you're going to have to shoot me, because other than 52 pickup, I can't do a magic trick.
That's really more of a prank.
I know, and that works on a 2 or 3 year old. Want to see a trick?
Got your nose.
Oh, well, that's the other one, sure.
Yeah.
But
people who can do like the thing where they disappear stuff in their hands, I think that's amazing.
Does the deck of cards have to be like the numbered cards, or can it be like the trivia pursuit cards for your trick?
It's actually better if they're the numbered cards because he has to pick one.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's so,
then we don't have anything. Yeah. I think we threw them out.
Oh.
It's all right, Penny. We'll do it someday. Look, it's not that, but they're not that great. They're just dumb tricks, I know.
For the record, Halloween is right around the corner, everyone. I don't know.
Heard that. I keep hearing that. There's someone in my life that just keeps since August. I feel like this person's really been telling me about Halloween. What could it be about this time?
It's mid-October, Sarah, and it's time for the decorations to come out of the rafters and onto your front yard.
Believe it or not, I agree with you, and I'll send you a before and after picture this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Okay.
You're lucky you missed the wind event. Because our decorations got thrashed by all the wind, yeah.
And I just realized we're having some work done in the front yard, so I'm not going to be able to do it this year.
What?
Yep, we're getting a fence.
What do you mean you just...
I just realized it.
You're getting a fence in the front yard?
I mean, a little picket fence. Thing going.
You're fencing in the grass.
Yeah, because dogs poop on it, and there is no grass anymore, so we're getting rid of the grass.
Oh, this is aimed directly at your neighbor, Jim, right? Poor Jim.
I like Jim. It's everyone. Everyone around there has dogs. Everyone does. But then all the dog people collect in front of the dog people house, and then all the dog. And then I have it on. Like I'm like, that's your dog's poop. So you know it is. And I'm like, yeah, I have it on camera. It's your dog's poop. No, not my Fifi.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm sorry to hear you won't be participating in Halloween this year.
I'm not bah humbugging you yet.
Anyway. One of the problems that's come about with the new sort of everybody's sensitive and everybody has an argument.
Yeah.
Is that.
What now?
Costumes can be offensive.
They sure can.
Be careful this year more than any year past.
Or you're going to get canceled.
Because people.
They're coming for you, the cancellation police.
Aren't having it.
I can't take it. I've been looking for a reason to get you. I'm going to get you before you can get me. You're canceled.
A new survey asked you. You're joking, but it's...
I'm not joking. That's the crazy thing.
A new survey asked 2,000 parents what costumes they considered most offensive. And COVID-19 costumes came in on the list.
Oh. Like a dude on a respirator? Like what is a COVID-19 costume? Like a nurse who's ready to give you a shot?
Plenty of people passed away due to COVID that yeah. it's not really very funny.
So you don't go as dead grandpa?
So don't go as whatever. Whatever related.
Maybe somebody dresses up as the actual coronavirus.
Hazmat suits, dressing as a virus or a vaccine.
Oh, come on. That's kind of funny.
Well, maybe it is.
Maybe it is if you didn't lose someone.
But if you
that?
Don't want no trouble.
And I don't.
And look, there are people who want that.
Trouble? Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, you know what I want?
A rise out of you.
I'm trying to get some attention over here.
Mm-hmm.
That may be one way to get it. They say the worst possible costume are Holocaust-related costumes.
Jesus, who's wearing those?
Followed by, I don't know, I think there's a prince that did that one time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I really thought he was the last to ever do that.
Followed by anything blackface.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Anything Confederate flag or transphobic-related.
Well, unless
you know,
you live
they're
in
even
Alabama.
Saying, and this is on a separate list, don't dress as Karen, because Karen's a racist, and that's not funny.
No, it's not.
You know, with the Karen hair.
I do.
Who's the lady who had 8 kids?
Octomom?
No, the other one.
Kink plus 8?
That one. She's got the Karen hair.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't mean she's a racist.
No, just that's the hairdo.
But all signs point to.
Anyway, they're saying be careful how you go this year. Cultural stereotypes are on the list, followed by controversial figures. Oh, these are parents saying sexual costumes, homeless people, religious costumes. Get them all out.
Yeah. I went as a hobo one year. I guess that probably doesn't fly anymore. But I, you know, I used to go as a witch a lot. I like being a witch.
Yeah.
Is that offensive to the local coven?
No,
I think
you can stick to the classics. That's probably the safest bet.
Vampire.
Right.
Sure. Characters from like kids shows. Unless they're black and you're white, then no.
I forgot until I went to the DMV a couple weeks ago that I look like the guy from Star Trek, so I think I'm going to just do that again.
It's certainly an easy one. Mm-hmm. You do look like Jean-Luc Picard.
So I'll just go that route.
Very handsome.
Oh, thank you. It's nice of you to say. The best time to book a flight if you're going to be traveling is on a Sunday, 21 days in advance of your travel. This is a travel hack for you.
Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Expedia released this saying, this is your specific advice. The best day to book is on Sunday, 21 days before you want your flight.
Yeah.
Rates start going up around 3 weeks before a flight, so you got to get it before that.
Oh. Yeah, my kids go to New York and they still haven't bought the flight. I keep every night. Yeah,
one of them or both of them?
Just one. My kid is going.
Oh.
Kid apostrophe. My kid's going too.
Is this yeah right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah right's going to New York?
He's going back. He's looking for an apartment.
What?
I know.
In New York City.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah right is gonna move to Brooklyn.
I have my doubts, but this is his second trip and he's meeting a prospective roommate and he's maybe gonna move.
And is the hope that he's gonna pursue his music there?
That is the plan. He has an internship lined up, possibly the possibility.
Oh my God!
I know it's. I mean, look, I'm not even. It's I'm not trying
with like a studio or something.
With some producer guy.
Oh my God!
Well, don't get excited about it yet. I mean, I have get that. I don't know. Get that kid. We'll see. Hmm.
Is the producer good?
I'm sure he's terrible. He's probably one of these cringecore guys. Yuck! That music is awful. But I'm sure Sean thinks he's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not a thing yet. Don't get excited. What? He's just going.
He's We're leaving hoping. For New York in a minute to go look at apartments.
He has a return flight we haven't booked at either end of the flight, but I'm assuming we're booking a return flight as well.
Dang.
We'll see.
I just realized I'm running out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, Sarah, what are you, 12?
What did I do now?
I think it was when you were calling that guy gonorrhea.
Oh, I know. I'm so immature. God.
I saw Smash Mouth perform on the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in 2015. There was a drunk guy that climbed on stage, and at one point, Steve and the guy were squaring off before security took the guy out.
Oh, my God.
Who knew Smash Mouth shows were so confrontational?
Volatile, right.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Hi, Morning Fam. OMG. Don't say that around my daughter. She will call you out on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You just did it. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't believe in God, so.
It's, I don't say that either.
Why?
I don't know. She'll end up crying.
Oh, don't cry.
It's so disheartening to hear that Steve is back on the wagon.
You mean
I've known him
and
used to hang out with him back in the days. I don't know that he's got a problem, but it does seem to be the issue.
That does seem like that's the problem, doesn't it?
I can't say that for him. He needs to say that for him.
Yeah, that's not really... He could just have had a really bad day. And maybe... And he references physical health and mental health problems.
That's alcoholism, no question. But what I would say to that is, if he has figured out that he cannot perform that job without booze, then retiring is the best move for him. Because that is how these guys end up dead out there on the road.
Right.
They feel like they can't stop the touring machine that they're on, and that ends up being the way they never get home.
Right. The problem is sometimes they get home and now they're bored and
worse than ever.
It's
right.
Worse than ever.
That's true too.
Bryn, find a nice hobby.
Has she never heard of Uber?
I said the same thing, but she has. They don't have to take the kid to daycare. I guess they. You know, she just had a bunch of stuff she needed to do. She didn't want to Uber to all this different. These errands. And besides, he's going to join us for the secret show. We're going to put him on one of the Comrex units.
I got a couple more here. Listener Lori, since the beginning of time, love you guys. I'm double nickels today, just ahead of Sarah.
Oh, sure. I'm a month away.
Well, birthday shots. The guy who does those is gone.
Shot, 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 shot.
Happy birthday!
That's pretty good.
hello, radio family. I took my grandson to school today listening to y'all. He started laughing and said, hey, they're pretty funny.
Oh.
I said, that's why I love to listen to them. Raising the next generation right.
Thank you. That's what you got to do, everybody.
408 says, I'm not sure if this counts as a position, but I'm going to say the butt, Bob. Nope. The most dangerous position is not the butt, Bob. But I'll tell you the most dangerous position.
In the secret show.
On the secret show.
Yeah, that's coming up pretty soon here. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break now. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.